The following program was previously recorded.
Community Spotlight on Z102.9.
Good morning. It's Community Spotlight on Z102.9. We have this platform to educate those listening to the radio about so many things that go on behind the scenes that I have an idea not a lot of people know about. And one of those is the Corridor MPO, the Metropolitan Planning Organization. Let's learn all about that with Hillary Hirschner this morning. Good morning, Hillary.
Hi, good to see you.
Let's start with who you are and what you do, because we're going to get into some very specific opportunities for the public to basically make sure their voice is heard. Exactly. What is the Corridor MPO?
The Corridor MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization, is what MPO stands for. Every metro area in the country, over 50,000 people, has to have one of these organizations. They're not all necessarily called MPOs, but we are a regional level planning organization that distributes gas tax dollars for roads, trails, and transit projects in our region. We also do long-range planning. We have 8 member communities in the area, in the Cedar Rapids Metro, Cedar Rapids, Ely, Fairfax, Hiawatha, Linn County, Marion, Palo, Robbins.
So that I just bought gas at the gas station. Some of that money goes at a federal tax back to D.C., and then they're spreading this money out throughout the United States. The Corridor MPO gets that money, and then what happens next?
Yes, we get those funds. We have about $19 million this year that we give out to those road, trail, and transit programs through what we call the Transportation Improvement Program, the TIP. That program is a short-term plan that funds transportation projects out for the next 5 years. This year, we have 16 projects seeking TIP funding. An example of projects we've done in the past. We've helped with the CMAR Trail underpass of First Avenue, and we've helped with the Ellis Boulevard connection to First Avenue. So we just kind of help our member communities where they need funding for their projects plug in the MPO funding.
So we've got public money, you've got public projects, which means you need public input.
Exactly.
Well, let's start first with the events themselves. When can people make sure their voices are heard regarding these projects? And then we'll kind of break down what you're going to be asking them.
Absolutely. So on Tuesday, the 24th, we will be at the Cedar Rapids Ladd Library from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, the 25th, Marion Library from 10:30 to 1:30, and then Hiawatha Library, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And Thursday, the 26th, we will be at Kirkwood Community College, the Iowa Hall, at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
So now I attend. How does the event go, and what are you expecting from me as an attendee?
It is a very informal event. We will have information about all of the transportation projects, again, the road, trail, and transit projects that we will have. And it's basically just like an information gathering session, also wanting to get the public's priorities. What projects would you like to see prioritized over others? Are you generally more supportive of roundabouts over trails, or what safety features would you like to see? So
you have a lot of data to collect, that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so we just want to make sure that the public knows that these projects are happening and that they have an opportunity to weigh in the transportation decision-making process.
Now, I know you've got an online survey, so people can also provide input that
yes.
way. And I'm going to ask you for a website in just a second as we're getting kind of close to rounding the corner on the interview. For this website, am I also going to find the projects listed now or soon before the events, or do I need to make sure I'm at an event?
I would make sure that you're at an event. We want the public to come out to these events to give us the input. We will have a survey available on the 23rd that will have a lot of the similar information and an opportunity to provide your input as well. We want to see you, and we want the public to come out because this is very much their project as much as it is Cedar Rapids or MPOs or whatever.
It's interesting to consider that, you know, my money that went into that tank of gas is now working its way back to my community, and I actually have a say in projects that are going to make my community better, right? It's a nice little recycling program, like a money recycling program, right?
You could say that, sure.
All right, Hillary, let's put the call out one more time. You've got a variety of these events coming up. What's the best website to send people to? Because I know we've thrown a lot of information at them
yes,
this morning.
Yes, our website is www.corridormpo.com.
M as in money.
And as
right?
in money.
Excellent. Hillary, we covered a lot. You did an excellent job kind of narrowing everything down. But $19 million going to projects in our community, that's an important thing. And we'd like to see a lot of smiling faces at your events. Thanks for coming in and spending some time with Community Spotlight.
Thank you very much for having me.